Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. If you're a tennis fan, then you may already know that Venus Williams has Sjogren's syndrome, or SS.
The symptoms are quite painful. Dry eyes that perpetually feel like sand is in them, as well as a dry mouth making it hard to swallow.
It's the third most common autoimmune disease in America, where the body's immune system attacks its own cells. Yet, usually 6 years go by before someone is typically diagnosed, which is often too late.
By then, both the salivary and tear glands are destroyed, and you're left treating the symptoms. The obstacle has been that doctors don't have an early method of diagnosis, but now there is one.
It measures for antibodies that scientists identified in the blood, which show up early in the disease. Researchers found them by first developing mice with SS. These mice had elevated levels of the messenger RNAs that code for three salivary gland proteins.
Researchers then looked for and found antibodies attacking these three proteins. The mouse immune system was fighting its own proteins, the hallmark of an autoimmune disorder. Researchers found the same antibodies in people with SS, and at least one of the antibodies was found in over 75% of patients with early forms of the disease.
Diagnosing Sjogren's early could help doctors save a patient's salivary and tear glands, and perhaps slow the progression of SS, which is systemic. It can affect the brain, kidneys, liver, lungs, skin, and nerves. Patients also have a 5 to 15% chance of eventually developing lymphoma.
What causes Sjogren's syndrome is unclear. Genes may be a factor, or possibly a viral or bacterial infection. Nearly all patients are women over 40. The good news is the new test may be available this year.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.